Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Dell Technologies. All kinds of stuff at Dell Technologies. More than what you think. You should go to Dell Technologies.
Servers and stuff like that.
Sure. Oh, my God. Share information sharing things. Clouds. You can buy a cloud there.
Mm-hmm. Go there and fill your cart immediately.
Right. Dell Technologies. All right, Bryn, you have been searching for a Jimmy Kimmel thing. Is that something that you wanted? Is that why you texted me about that? You love it.
Well, yeah, and I know you like Jimmy as well. And
I do.
Course,
I love
we
Jimmy.
All love Michelle Obama.
Sure. So. I mean, wasn't
and I've long. Heard him ask President Obama the question as well, and kind of going back and forth with her. I think she was once asked this before, so he asked, and they keep denying it. And he keeps bringing it up, so.
So this has been a long-running theme with them, and basically, to catch people up, if you're not on this Jimmy Kimmel thing, he once asked if, after the killing of Osama bin Laden, after they found him, remember when we found out? Oh my God, it was so exciting! That you know the team had gone in. If they
he asked Obama this,
he asked Obama, "Did you have celebratory sex after that?"
Whoa!
Yes. I assume, presumably together, the two of them. So they've been sort of dodging that question for quite a while now. And this is what we've got this morning. So Bryn must love this. Here we go.
On the night that SEAL Team 6 took out Osama bin Laden at your husband's order, did you and your husband make love that night to celebrate?
You know, I have to tell your audience that for some very sick reason, you were very obsessed with this portion of that major historical event.
Yes.
In a way that no one else, no one in the history of all the conversations I've had, has anybody drilled down on this particular point like you, Jimmy Kimmel. So I turn that back on you.
That's my version of self-reflection.
that's what you want to know. You're still that little boy in your bedroom under the cover with the flashlight going, I hope nobody sees me.
Yeah, actually, it was a propane torch, and that's why the house burned down. But yeah.
I'm still pleading the fifth.
You're pleading the fifth. All right.
As expected.
At least they were a good sport about it because, you know, some people get really mad. Like, okay, please stop asking me about that. It's not appropriate. And she points out, it was a major historical event and you've reduced it to, did you get poked that night? Adorable.
Well, right. Never mind.
No, go on, please.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, in most situations, you know, the lady is the green. That's where the green or red light happens. So I'm going to say on his behalf, he would have said, great, either way. Like, you know, it's not a good time or that's not coming out of him. He would have gone, yes, please. So really, it's up. I'm sure she feels like it's on her. And it's better that she doesn't say whether or not she felt like celebrating that night.
Right.
I don't.
Because you think if Barack walked in and went, well, Michelle, we got him. We got Osama bin Laden. And she was all, bounce, bounce.
I think he's in, right.
Or she was like, I'm sorry, are you asking for something? Because, you know, congratulations on that.
Yeah, well, she might have said something along the lines of, I have hit a chapter in this book. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I love this book. This book is so good.
I'm going to put this book on your bedside table when I'm done reading
it.
And then you'll be busy reading it and life will go on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you for finding that, Bryn. I know you clearly put some work into that.
Well, I searched for it. It was a long video, so I had to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Got the whole thing
watched
going
every
there.
Commercial
aren't they
so
adorable? Oh, they're just
super
adorable.
Mm-hmm.
The make love phrase just is so.
Well, I imagine that's the safest way he could ask that question, right?
Sure. Well, he's trying to. I guess he's trying to make it sound. You know, he wouldn't say some euphemism for that to the former first lady.
But, you know, she can't answer it because really, knowing myself, if I had asked her that question and she answered it, there'd be 10 follow-ups either way.
Right.
So he wanted to and you wouldn't?
Whether it went down the why not or it went down the and then
what? Oh, you did do it. Well, which position is the position that you celebrate?
What's you guys' go-to in that? Like, you know, walk me through a routine night in bed with Obama.
It's not going to go well for her either way. She did the right thing.
Right. So I put that back on you, mm-hmm. Jimmy. He's great. I love him. Tiger Woods. Let's talk Tiger. As you may have heard, he was in a terrible car accident a couple weeks ago. And one of his legs is just ruined. He's now recovering at home. He's working on getting stronger after the hospitalization following the crash. Yep. If anyone's going to get a bionic leg, it's going to be Tiger Woods. He could certainly afford one. He says, thank you to the incredible surgeons, doctors, nurses, and staff at Harbor UCLA Medical Center and Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. He's recovering after undergoing emergency surgery for significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity that he suffered in a single vehicle rollover crash in California last month. He says, happy to report that I'm back home and continuing my recovery. He shared a statement on Twitter yesterday. I'm so grateful for the outpouring of support and encouragement I've received over the past few weeks. He says all the golfers have called him.
Yeah.
All the guys that he knows, you know, from the big pro tour. Everyone's being so kind, and which is nice.
He did a lot for that sport, and I'm glad that they're showing that respect. He may not be the most respectable man through some of his mistakes, but mm-hmm. I think that what he did for the sport of golf is not debatable.
No, and you know, it's funny because even though he did F up pretty hard a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
he didn't do anything illegal, and I think that that's why, you know, or yeah, it's is it illegal to have an affair or multiple or zillions of affairs? So you can almost, he seems contrite and he's apologized to Elin, who I'm sure thinks it is illegal. That is illegal, my friend, and we are divorcing. And she seems
well,
to have landed
he,
well.
He very publicly blew up his own life, and I'm
yes.
sure it's, you know, he had a level of respect. Worldwide that he lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he feels great pain through that, whether or not, you know, now it's better and that's fine, but he went through a rough patch. I'm sure it wasn't fun.
No, it couldn't have been fun. But to, you know, to have clawed his way back to a place where he was actually golfing pretty well and was regaining, at least in the sports perspective, the respect of the people who are his peers. And I'm looking at this picture of him. He just looks so sad. Like, he's been through so much. I mean,
you know, I'll say this as someone who's made very different, but very big mistakes publicly, I can tell you that the most important thing for me is to go face that. Stand up, walk in, and deal with that. And that's something that I got the opportunity to do, and I'm grateful for that. And I give him credit that he didn't just go, I got enough money, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he faced it, dealt with it, I'm sure he felt humiliated a lot.
I'm worried about this whole, you know, he doesn't remember what happened with the, like, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about Ambien and sleep drugs and stuff like that. Like, that's, I'm a little worried about now he's going to be on all kinds of painkillers and stuff, and has been, you know, and has had his issues. He's saying now he'll be recovering at home and working on getting stronger every day. I guess he just went to Cedars-Sinai. He was first at this other UCLA hospital and then was moved to Cedars-Sinai. Rory McIlroy, how do you say his last name?
McIlroy. You got it.
He was on Fallon's show and said that he had spoken to Tiger Woods. He's doing better. He says all the guys have reached out to him. Hopefully things will go well over the next week. He might be able to go, and this is now he is home. So that's great news. It's going to be a long road back. He
might not be back.
Right. I'm telling you, bionic legs, do it.
He was already a physical mess.
He really was. He'd just gotten a back surgery, right?
Yep, exactly. So I don't know that he's coming back from this, but that's okay. You know what? As much as it looked like he was going to take a record that most people thought was unattainable, it turns out it's unattainable. Mm. And that, whatever that Jack Nicklaus is it 18 or 19 majors, it's going to remain. And that's fine. Tiger Woods still in modern history is the best golfer that anyone can remember.
Yep. Yeah, they're saying it's going to be a long period of orthopedic care and recovery.
And he's in his 40s, which is already beyond your sort of peak in terms of sport.
Right. And just, I can't imagine that having really recently had another back surgery and now going through this incredible traumatic car crash that can't have been helpful to that. Like, this is, he'll be lucky if he's up and about and can golf for fun in the future.
That's one of the things that people have pointed to, and he's made the statement, which is he really has lost that, like, overwhelming desire to get this title, and now he feels like he just wants to be able to golf with his kid, which is a good shift. As a person ages, you hope they sort of find that position in life where they go, I've done a lot, I've made a lot of money, I got these kids, I want to see them live and be with them more than I need to get another title.
Right.
And so that's hopefully where he continues to just want to get better so he can be there for his kids, whatever, name it, you know, whatever.
Wedding,
thing.
Wedding,
high school
whatever.
Graduation,
right.
Whatever, all that stuff.
So, yeah, stop driving on Ambien. She said, because she's a bitch. So, you know, and I think, too, like, a lot of times people who do things, something that they love, and then they do it so well that it becomes the thing that's making the money, it, you know, some of the joy gets sucked out of it. I know professional musicians who are like, really, you want me to do that? Because I do that for money. But I'm going to do that with you now.
Oh, this is at your house.
Sure.
Fun.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm like, hey, you're a drummer. Get on the drum. Come on, let's play.
So Tommy's like, I'm off.
No, Tommy is willing.
Oh.
Tommy's always willing. I know people who are like, that's what I do for work.
Right.
I'm not just doing that for fun with you. That's
oh.
And I feel like, oh, that's a, you know what's a bummer about that is, like, that's, you got into that and got paid for it because initially you loved doing that,
I assume.
And I think that happens with a lot of, like, even Johnny Mosley, we talk to him about it all the time. He's like, I have discovered what's fun about skiing now. He was like, this après-ski thing, he was talking about it yesterday. It's on today's Johnny Pod. Like,
right.
Après-ski? I didn't even know what that was. Après-ski for me was we would put our skis away, and then we'd go to the workout room where we would continue to train that from 3:30 to 6:30 when we could eat dinner. Like, skiing for fun? I didn't even know that existed.
Right.
So it's, you know, I wouldn't it be nice if he can get to a point where he can play and just and actually sort of look around him and go, wow, golfing is actually, it's, you're outside.
Right,
it's,
right.
I'm with people I love. This is delightful. Anyway, good luck, Tiger Woods. We all wish you a full recovery. Don't know if that'll happen, but we certainly wish it for you. Mm-hmm. Burning balls.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Why are you whying me? So I feel like I've seen this in like as a gag. Like somebody gets icy hot on their man area. Oh. And they're hopping around and like, oh my God, yeah, no, we
like
felt.
Someone put it in their underwear.
Something, right? Is icy? I've never used Icy Hot. Tell me, you must have used Icy Hot. Is
well,
this like
first
a muscle
of all,
thing?
It's like a lotion, so it sticks to you. Mm-hmm. So getting it off, you need soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've put Icy Hot in your man zone, yeah, it's like a menthol. You know that menthol in your mouth,
right?
Where you sort of. So I like it, that menthol feeling in your mouth, but plenty of people think that's terrible. It's like cold, but on your skin, it can feel like you're burning.
Ah. And have you ever had this happen to your
to
area?
My man zone? I don't, not that I remember, no.
The man zone. You've entered the man zone.
There's a lot of weird ways to refer to that area when you've got daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
And a radio show.
Right.
I mean, it's for sure. You can't just come
right
What's
out that? With it. I'm like, oh, God. That's where daddy goes number one. What's that? You just asked me that and I just told you.
Yeah, but what are those?
It's a whole thing, man.
Is that where the pee is? Is that where you store it?
Right. No, so I'm sure I have, though, you know, that stuff that you use when I used to wrestle in high school. I'm sure that there were times.
You rub that on after, like, wow,
maybe.
My arm.
Sure, I don't know.
So Shaq said he had to leave a game because a trainer was rubbing his leg with it. That's got to be nice, being a pro athlete, and they're just like, people come over and start just rubbing you.
You're in for treatment, right?
Right. But this is during a game. Trainer was rubbing his leg with Icy Hot and rubbed too high. He says, during the game, he's got a really deep voice.
Yeah, he does.
My little guy started getting hot, like really hot. Like I thought something was wrong. It got to the point where I was like, hey, man, I think I need a doctor. My little guys are on fire. So he ran off the court and ran to the shower. And then the water spread it around and made it even worse.
What?
That's what he says. And then there's a janitor who's like, I guess, watching him take a shower, you know, and said, you should pour some milk on that.
Oh.
And so he's
good old milk.
Sure.
So now I'm in the shower pouring milk on my boys, and the guys coming in, they're looking at me like, what the hell are you doing?
No hard feelings, though. He's been a pitchman for Icy Hot for a long time.
I was just going to say, I remember when I used to play softball, always seeing his commercials, because I would use Icy Hot. And I just,
would you?
Yeah, on my knees.
It's pretty regularly used. I think that most people have probably gotten this on themselves in a way that isn't good. Whether it's
like, don't rub your eye with it
on your hands or whatever. But
does it make your hands all icy hot too when you're rubbing it on?
Wherever
no,
you put it,
I don't.
You'll feel a little bit of it, that tingly. Oh.
Yeah, but now they make like bandages.
Patches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would use with the patches.
It's like little stickers that
you put
on your body.
On
yeah.
It's
so
great
your
for
knees
your muscles.
Would be sore, huh?
Yeah. Well, not sore. Like, geez. I sprained, like, something in my knee because I was the third baseman, and she was trying to get somebody out, and she slid into me, and I, like, it's this whole thing. Like, hyperextended my knee.
That rat.
Oh. I know. Didn't get her out.
You had a boat.
Oh, you didn't get her out
no,
either?
No, the ball threw out of my glove.
Oh, so her slide worked.
She really got me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
Jammed you good.
Yeah. Dang. What team were you on at that time?
Oh, man. I forgot the team name.
You can't forget the team name.
You can't forget the team name?
Nick is yelling it at his radio right now.
There's so many teams I was on. And
right.
We would make up the name.
Right. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're on the Red.
Tell us just some of the names.
Oh, the Red Foxes. Was it the Red Foxes?
No, what is murder spelled backwards?
Red Rum?
Red
yes,
Rum,
that's
yeah.
what we were.
You were the Red Rums?
Yeah.
Red Rums.
And then we were a forest green team as well, but I don't know what I always just went by the color. I'm like, oh, I'm on the green team. That's, yeah. Oh, no. It was the base Teelers because we were teal.
Oh, the base Teelers. Adorable.
So, yeah, there's a lot.
Very cute.
We should play softball when all this is over.
I mean, the Red Rums isn't cute, but
no.
The base Steelers
the Red
is
Rums.
Very cute.
I never came up with the names. I was like, sure, whatever.
Teelers. Base Teelers.
Yeah.
Base Got Teelers.
Mm-hmm.
And just really quickly, LeBron James has, he apparently is into sports. more than just his sport, basketball. He has owned a part of the Liverpool Ball Club since 2011, and one of the parent owners of that is Fenway Sports Group, and he's now become, they're not saying how much he put in, but he's a partner now in Fenway Sports Group, which means he owns a part of the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Even though he's a Yankees fan.
I don't understand why, you know, look, that's low. Okay.
Money.
Fenway. Yeah. Money makes the world go around.
And maybe he likes Bob Pizza. Who knows?
Maybe. It's delicious. Although right. When you're from New York, you'd think it'd be, you know, you'd be into the New York style pizza, not Bob Pizza, you know. But maybe you like them both. You know, pizza. It's hard to find a bad pizza, really. You can find those, so bad pizzas, in St. Louis. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
With summer right around the corner, I just want to let all the dads know, dad bods are hot.
Oh, they are.
They're the big thing right now. Oh, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.